All right, well, it is Wednesday, July 9th. I'll just sneak it in right. My mother-in-law's birthday today. So, you know, all those mother-in-law jokes never really applied, I didn't think. I mean, like, my mother-in-law's really cool, very loving. And so, anyhow, some of those jokes, I guess, classically used in a modern era sitcom by Ray Romano's, the woman who portrayed Ray Romano's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond, right? And Ray was always right, just about. So, anyhow, the challenges for his wife in that particular... But that would not be... the mother-in-law for the wife, I guess. A lot of times it's perceived as kind of the husband with the mother-in-law. Anyhow, it's my mother-in-law's birthday, my wife's mom today, so... Happy birthday to Gene Leckler, but we'll do the birthday shout-outs about 6:20. All right. Also, July 9th, 1896.
You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold.
Yeah, in Chicago, on this day, 129 years ago, William Jennings Bryan delivered his cross of gold speech at the Democratic National Convention. And though he clinched the party's nomination for president, he lost to Republican William McKinley that November. Beyond that, we have a birthday that we'll save for 6:20, well-known actor. And also, July 9th, 2002.
Mr. Tibbs! Well, Mr. Wood, take Mr. Tibbs! Take him down to the depot, and I mean boy like now!
Oscar-winning actor Rod Steiger died in Los Angeles. Steiger's roles included On the Waterfront and In the Heat of the Night. He was 77. All right, July 9th, as I mentioned. And our devotion from Robert Morgan's on this day, today, titled Ora et Labora. And it reads like this. If we could keep the music going here underneath, I'd appreciate it. We've got the four-minute instrumental bed, and it just doesn't quite go the 5 minutes for us. All right, a group of frightened children huddled around their mother's bed in a dark little room in Germany, writes Robert Morgan. Among them was a bewildered four-year-old boy about to become an orphan. As he listened, his sinking mother whispered, "My dear children, I have a great treasure for you." "What is it, mother?" asked an older sister. The woman pointed to the Bible. "Seek it in the Bible. There you will find great treasure. I have watered every page with my tears." With that, she died. The family was broken up, and little Bartholomew Ziegenbalg went to live with sympathetic friends in Halle. He never forgot his mother's words, and at age 12, he claimed Christ as his savior. At 18, he graduated from the university in Halle with honors. Lutheranism in Germany had been rekindled by a revival known as Pietism, and King Ferdinand of Denmark had been stirred. He appealed for missionaries for the Danish possession of Trankbar on the southern tip of India. Ziegenbalg heard the call and presented himself. Scarcely anyone saw him off at the dock, and the trip to India was long, 7 months, 20 days. He arrived in India on this day, July 9th, 1706, and was promptly imprisoned. Ziegenbalg, however, had a motto, Ora et Labora, pray and work. He would not be denied. Even in prison, he labored at learning the Tamil language, and as soon as he gained freedom, he began sharing Christ. Within a year, he baptized 5 slaves in the first Protestant baptismal service ever held in India, and soon the first Protestant church for nationals in India was dedicated. By 1711, Ziegenbalg completed the translation of the New Testament into Tamil, along with Luther's catechism, a Danish liturgy, and some German hymns. His health failed after 13 years, and he died at Trankbar in 1719 at age 35, leaving 350 converts to mourn his death and continue his work. Robert Morgan says, if William Carey is the father of modern missions, perhaps Ziegenbalg should be called its grandfather, for he served faithfully in India nearly a generation before the Moravian missionaries left Herrnhut, and nearly 100 years before William Carey. Our closing verse, Romans 15, 17, 18, and 20, says, because of Christ Jesus, I can take pride in my service for God. In fact, all I will talk about is how Christ let me speak and work so that the Gentiles would obey him. I've always tried to preach where people have never heard about Christ. I am like a builder who doesn't build on anyone else's foundation. From Robert Morgan's On This Day, July 9th, Ora et Labora, pray and work. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and last week in the afternoon, and I want to say it was on Thursday, Our Sam Aberley, yeah, I believe Thursday, July 3rd, Independence Day Eve. Sam and Michelle were visiting with Jamie Jam Goshen. We got a tune, the latest tune from Jamie on the way here. But as is the case when we get CCM artists or others on the phone with us, whether it's on the Wib Wake Up Show or other parts of the day, we like to play rapid fire, get to know you questions. Sam played with Jamie, and here's what it sounded like.
20 below zero or 90 and humid?
20 below zero.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
Montana?
If you could have any other career, what would you do?
Pastor.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
I go to the beach.
Favorite sports team?
Patriots.
What was your best subject in school?
Music.
Best breakfast food?
Eggs.
Have you ever had a nickname, and if so, what was it?
JJ.
How do you eat an Oreo?
Oh, definitely peel off the top one and then dip the cream and the other one in the milk.
All-time favorite movie?
The Notebook.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Any kind of kettle chips.
Go-to snack food?
Protein, like cheese or pepperoni.
Favorite outdoor activity?
Walking the beach.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Cleaning the toilet.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
All the time.
And finally, you did really good, by the way. That was impressive.
She might have the record here.
She nailed
that. We'll have to ask Caleb how many. I can't remember who holds the record.
Maybe. Okay, so the record is 17, but let's hear the rest because we know around here, the last question, we've established this has to be, do you like pineapple on pizza? We hope she does, but let's find out.
Maybe Yvette Luna. I'm not sure.
It was Baylor Wilson, but okay.
Impressive.
Yes.
I'm going to have to count through them and see here. But so the finale question, and I think for some people, I think maybe Caleb or Mark, there is a right or wrong.
There is.
For me, there's not.
There is a right or wrong. There
okay.
is.
So the finale question that doesn't go against your time is, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
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 Oh boy.
Well, but it has the Canadian ham with
sure.
it, too.
No, Mark sure. likes it, and I think Caleb doesn't. I think that's...
Caleb's neutral. Caleb's neutral, I believe. All right, 9 before 7, WWIB. Jamie, way to go. You answered it well. We were going to play your tune anyway. That was a lot of fun. You can catch the podcast of that's up at whip.com under the Whip Wake Up Show category. Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show with One Fest tickets on the line.
Thank you to Victory Revival Center and Coffee House, newly opened Broadway Street in Menominee. Leslie and the crew there, they're one of our great coverage and promotion sponsors for One Fest this year, and they are sponsoring this giveaway. Wow, I got so excited, I kind of inhaled. I'm going to turn off my mic, Cabo.
Okay, very good. He's going to catch his breath and regroup. There's a lot to be excited about today. Summer Smiles, 11-1, Joseph Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, and...
Wow, I really inhaled some saliva or something there. Wow, that took me out for a bit. 715-723-2555 for Win It Wednesday to call in.
And, we've got a challenging question that we had two rounds of yesterday, and we stumped you. And so we'll see if somebody can come away with the tickets today.
The question is this. 90% of this food goes uneaten. 90% of what food goes uneaten? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. 90% of what food goes uneaten to win your way into One Fest 2 full event tickets plus parking?
We had a lot of guesses yesterday. Good guesses, great guesses, just not the right answer.
And those guesses included corn, watermelon, parsley, pomegranates, cauliflower, the heels of a loaf of bread. Someone later on guessed the crust on bread. Oatmeal, sugarcane, milk, chewing gum, Brussels sprouts, ketchup, garlic, chicken, bananas, and broccoli. All of those good guesses, but not what we're looking for. 90% of what food goes uneaten? 715-723-2555.
So hop on in, 723-2555.
We've got someone on the line ready to go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kim, and I'm calling from Hallie.
All right, Kim from Hallie, go ahead.
I would guess lettuce.
Lettuce. Is it lettuce?
Hello? Is that guess? Okay, that wasn't guessed.
Hasn't been guessed.
Yeah, sorry about that, Kim. That's not it.
Not it. Call us back, Kim. 715-723-2555, 723-2555, Win It Wednesday here on WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody from Cumberland.
All right, Jody, go ahead.
Artichoke.
Is it artichokes?
Now, I thought you were going to guess rutabaga because Cumberland has the rutabaga festival.
But Cumberland knows everyone loves rutabaga.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
Is it artichokes? Jody from Cumberland.
Sorry.
It's not. Call us back. 715-723-2555 for Win It Wednesday. Your chance to win your way into One Fest. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Go ahead, Mark.
Somebody hasn't guessed. Fruitcake.
Fruitcake hasn't been guessed.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, 90% of this food goes uneaten. Is it fruitcake? Are we thinking Christmas in July here?
Good guess, Mark, but that's not it.
715-723-2555. We have time for a few more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, Caleb. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda, go ahead.
Maybe lemons?
Could it be lemons? I have a 10-year-old who loves everything lemon.
Huh.
Doesn't eat a ton of, like, straight-up lemons, though. So, could that be it? Are we sending Linda to One Fest?
Sorry, Linda.
Not yet. Maybe later. You never know. We have time for three more guesses. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. 90% of this food goes uneaten. For two One Fest tickets, courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House, they're now open Broadway Street in Menominee. 90% of what food goes uneaten? Time for three more if we hurry. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, how about like coffee grounds?
Okay, sure.
Coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds. That hasn't been guessed yet. Is it coffee grounds? It's not. Thank you, Mark. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Otherwise, if everyone's saying, yeah, we're holding out for the clue after 745, yeah. then we'll bring that to you. I think that seems to be the general consensus here is that folks want a clue. And so, yeah, we'll give you a clue. We will oblige. That'll be coming up in 20-ish minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday.
Win It Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's try again and give a clue this time.
Yes, Halvo has the clue ready for you. A recap of the question. 90% of what food goes uneaten? 90% of this food goes uneaten. Our prize for Tuesday trivia, which is now Win It Wednesday, is two full event One Fest tickets plus parking courtesy of Victory Revival Center and Coffee House. You can find them now open on Broadway in Menominee. Who wants to win? 715-723-2555. But our first clue right now.
Yeah, and that is that this is a food that is grown. This is a food that is grown.
A food that is grown. 90% of this food goes uneaten. It is a food that is grown. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rochelle Eau Claire.
Hey, Rochelle, go ahead. What do you think?
Onions.
Is it onions? I enjoy some onions.
Good guess.
Is that what we're looking for?
Not it.
It's not. Call us back, please, Rochelle. 715-723-2555. Who wouldn't want to go to One Fest? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra. I know you've been trying hard during this contest. Let's see if we can make you a winner on a Win It Wednesday. Go ahead.
Oh, I really want those One Fest tickets. Lettuce.
Is it lettuce?
That was guessed last time.
Yeah, you have a bonus guess?
Bonus guess.
Yeah.
Something else. That was guessed already.
Lettuce isn't correct.
Oh, spinach.
Spinach.
That's a good guess.
Staying in the same vein there. Is it spinach? It's not. Thank you, Kendra. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 90% of this food, of what food goes uneaten, we are telling you it's something that has grown. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Go ahead, Mark. Fire away.
All right. How about pineapple?
Pineapple.
Boy.
Which Jamie Jam Gochin said does belong on
she
pizza.
She did, yes.
So is it pineapple?
Sorry,
it's not.
Mark.
It'd be a shame if 90% of pineapple is going eaten. Such a good fruit. 715-723-2555. Phone lines just lit up like Christmas. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Elk Mound.
Hey, Tammy.
Probably not it, but I guess I'm going to guess coconut.
Coconuts.
All right. Well, again, yeah, our clue was it's grown, so yeah. Could it be coconut?
It absolutely could be, but it's not. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
My name's Dave, calling from Fall Creek.
All right, Dave from Fall Creek. Go ahead, friend.
Broccoli.
Is it broccoli? I think that was
that
guessed.
Was guessed.
It
yeah.
was guessed. Do you have
broccoli
a,
and
a
cauliflower
guess
are guessed?
They were already okay. Peas.
Peas. That yeah. has not been guessed.
Nope.
Is it peas? A lot of the times those might get left on plates. I enjoy some peas.
Mm-hmm.
But is it what we're looking for, Dave? It's not. Three more guesses is what we'll have time for here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cameron, Wisconsin.
All right.
Apples.
Is it apples?
Hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
no,
a lot
that's
of those could go bad
yet.
On the trees or when they fall off,
sure.
Et cetera. But is it apples? It's not. Two more guesses. 715-723-2555. 90% of this food goes uneaten. It is something that is grown. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Adam from Eau Claire.
All right, Adam.
We're going to go with pumpkin.
Is it pumpkin? Why would you say pumpkins, though?
Halloween, they all get left out.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. too. And one of the... Sorry, we'll get back to the guesses in a second. But I kind of think, like, pumpkins, you don't necessarily always think of it as a food. You mm-hmm. think of it more as, like, a gourd decoration, things like that.
Pumpkin pie, pumpkin bars.
Yeah. But is it pumpkins?
It absolutely is!
You're going to One Fest! Way to go, Adam.
We are sending you to One Fest. How about that?
That sounds good.
You got it.
90% of pumpkins go uneaten. And again, yeah, probably used decorations in the fall, Halloween, et cetera, but not consumed. Adam, you hang on the line for us. We're going to send you to One Fest with a guest.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Well done. On a Win It Wednesday, we have a winner. That doesn't always happen. But it did for Adam.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. We had a winner, Caleb. Adam won us tickets to One Fest earlier.
Yes, thank you so much. Again, to Victory Revival Center and Coffee House, now open on Broadway Street, Menominee. They're one of our great One Fest coverage and promotion sponsors, and they sponsor that giveaway. And Adam walks away a winner. Still, again, your chances to win. Come to Summer Smiles today and a chance to win some One Fest tickets with our grand prize giveaway. You know what? Management, some people are like, man, I wish I was the manager. Other times when I read things like this, I think people would say, yeah, I'm glad that I don't have to deal with all that because office managers have shared some of the weird complaints that they have received from their employees.
These are real complaints. For instance, one manager received the complaint, I don't like the color of the extension cord under my desk.
The extension cord.
The color.
Not that it doesn't work, just the wrong color. Real office complaints that real office managers have received. Someone received this one. The bathrooms are boring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another, I'd like to be entertained.
Yeah, right. Another complaint, the air in the building smells like bacon.
Why are you complaining about that? Real complaints that real office managers have received. There is too much natural light. I'd like to feel closed off from the world.
Oh,
too
okay.
much natural light.
Do you want an office room where there's no windows? Someone else said, my workstation isn't located in a place that's going to get me a promotion.
Oh, wow. Just... from where it's situated. Real office complaints. Someone says, someone stole my adult beverages from the break room refrigerator. Not sure why those were brought to work.
Yeah. A couple more. Another complaint. The green color of the carpet is making me ill, and I would like to hire an exorcist to remove the evil spirits.
That is a very, very complicated complaint with a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Man, the color of the extension cords, then to the carpet. And finally, real office manager received this real complaint. Yeah, the smell from the potpourri at the reception desk is killing tropical fish in the wellness center one floor below.
Wow.
I mean, maybe that's legitimate.
Can we change it?
Can we change the potpourri?
Well, it's the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. Back in the days, I had a talk show. I guess I did a Wellness Wednesday segment, so how about we do one?
Yes. So, again, some things to maybe help you on your health and wellness journey.
For instance... most Americans are, it turns out, clueless about calorie intake.
I would agree with that just because I know, working with Livy and things like that, I really had to kind of train myself to be more cognizant of calories.
Yeah.
And it's something kind of eye-opening.
Yeah. So while calorie information is available for most of the food we eat, that data doesn't really do the eater any good if you don't know how many calories you should be consuming each day.
And a recent survey shows that an overwhelming number of us are either mistaken or just kind of clueless when it comes to that information, how many calories we should be eating.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss, I guess. According to the survey, 63% of those surveyed, boy, Family Feud impacted me just by saying that. I feel like
survey says,
yeah, 63% of those surveyed couldn't accurately estimate the number of calories that they should consume, and
25% couldn't even venture a guess.
Yeah, leaving a slim 12% who were properly informed. All right, those are the ones who like celery, I guess.
So. I suppose. Celery is really good with peanut butter, but I mean, so many things right in moderation. So again, just maybe, you know, it's probably a good practice to deny yourself.
You're such a role model human. Earlier you said, I like peas sometimes. Now you like celery. I mean, no wonder you lost that 55 pounds.
I'm not going to say I love celery just straight up, but when you doctor it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get ants on a trail, right? The peanut butter and the raisins. Okay. Another health tip, walk faster. You want to live longer, walk faster.
So be cognizant of calories, and if you want to live longer, walk faster. Researchers in the UK collected data from nearly 475,000 people, almost 500,000 people, measuring factors like their walking habits, body mass index, waist circumference, and body fat percentage.
Yeah, people who reported a brisk walking pace lived longer across all body types.
Those who reported slower walking paces had a shorter life expectancy. So not just about burning calories, though maybe that's part of it.
It turns out a brisk walking pace, about 3 miles an hour, according to the CDC.
Here's the thing, though, is we're saying, oh, yeah, a lot of Americans don't know about calories. I have no idea what 3 miles per hour is.
Yeah.
I have no clue. I don't know how fast I walk.
Walk for an hour and see how far you went.
I guess. There we go.